Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I don't know, given the way the Browns have treated Shador to this point, and given the fact that I don't think that Dylan is going to completely mess the bed when it comes to this job, I don't know why any of us should expect Shador to see the field before February.
I was going to say, the season's over.
Wait, that was a misdirect.
Okay.
Before December.
Before December, okay.
Yeah.
So you disagree with Ken's assessment then?
Yeah, I just think like so the Jets game is, that's November 9th. So that means we've got, eight games left? We're talking about coming off the bye?
That's too many games, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. And it's not based off what you would do or I would do or what Kenny would do or what Anthony would do. No, it's about what they would do. They've already told you, and when I say they, I'm talking really about Kevin. Like, Kevin's whoobie is Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
He wants Dylan to work.
Yes, he really
does. That's the
reality.
He wants Dylan to work.
And giving Dylan three more games?
In a way that I don't know that he wants Shador to work.
I would agree, yeah. I think maybe Andrew Berry wants Shador to work like that.
Sure.
I think maybe Jimmy Haslam looking at the pocketbook. Oh,
that might be why
Shador
he eventually turns into it. I mean, Daryl just gave a really impassioned whole everything that was based off of entertain me. Make me a bicycle. Like be anything that isn't boring, essentially, is what Daryl was telling us. And Shador is anything but boring. Like, if you go, and this is why I've always wondered about how this season was going to play out and who actually gets to pull the levers and who doesn't. And typically, Nick, you know this because you've been around long enough. Like, it's the NFL owner typically gets to make the call. And an owner like Jimmy Haslam, I think he's going to have that same reaction that Daryl eventually does and says, wait, not only are we losing, but we're boring while losing. Get me Shador Sanders.
Yeah, I really hope it doesn't have to come to the owner for doing that. At some point, I would like the big boys to realize how bad it is. Because if the owner makes that decision, you deserve to be fired.
Well, you think it would be under self-preservation at a minimum, right? Like, if Dylan's bad enough that we're talking about them being boring and losing, then you also have to wonder if maybe Shador can be that little wrinkle that you throw in that changes everything around.
But December 7th is against Tennessee, so that would be a soft launch against Tennessee.
It's then a good soft launch.
You got the Bears, but then you also have the Buffalo Bills, so that's a good test. Then Pittsburgh, and then Cincy. Mm-hmm. So even if Burrow's back, you at least get two teams that should be winnable. And here's the other part. That means that Dylan would have gotten 8 starts, assuming that it goes all the way through Dylan, then to Shador.
Yeah.
So Flacco gets 4, then Dylan gets 8, and Shador gets 5.
8 does feel like a lot if 8 is what we watched yesterday.
No, 8 feels appropriate for yesterday because yesterday was serviceable.
I mean,
I think he has to cock out of the bed for it to be less than 8.
I think if we get one game over the next 2 weeks, and maybe it's a Pittsburgh game, maybe it's the game after that, where he just looks like, shows just a glimpse of being a generational quarterback or a franchise quarterback, just a glimpse, it's not who he's always going to be, then I think it gets extended out. But if it's four or five games of this, I wonder if they'll just look at it like Flacco at the end of the day.
So I think if he's serviceable, it probably comes down to, no, I think if you're 0-8, But he looks serviceable, meaning Kevin lost this game, the O-line lost this game, mm-hmm. Jerry Jeudy dropped this game, like where you're not pointing at the kid and saying
he's
scoring
more than 20 points.
That's serviceable. About 20. Let's say it's 20, 21 points.
Because 17, I mean, I know we're calling it serviceable because that's what it was yesterday. It's not Dylan's fault, the entirety of it. He had a really bad offensive line. You had nothing as far as tackles were concerned, but You can't score 17 every week and continue to run that out.
I feel pretty confident in saying, and again, it's not what I would do, it's not what you would do, and we have to specify that. Mm-hmm. We're going off how they've treated both guys. I imagine that Shador's ascension is going to coincide, much in the same way Dylan Gabriel's did, with the decline of the quarterback that's starting. Teams are incredibly tedious about this messaging, and it's really, really transparent. You can see it coming from a mile away, as you pointed earlier with the Shador piece from Rappaport over the weekend.
Yeah.
But I think the only way Shador gets in before December 7th is if Dylan Gabriel gets hurt. I really do think that's the only way. Or if Kevin gets fired before then.
Okay.
Because I could see if Tommy Rees takes over after the buyer, if Tommy Rees took over after the Raiders game, I could then see you going, all right, Tommy Rees is the interim, or maybe Tommy's actually programming the offense. Maybe Schwartz is the interim or Ventrone's the interim. And then, bam, Shador's the starter.
Yeah, because you can't go Shador to then go back to go back to Dylan Gabriel if it doesn't work out. Like, that doesn't exist. You then would go, you'd be going to Bailey Zappi, you'd be going to somebody else. And so, like, in my opinion, if you put Shador out there, that's his for the rest of the season. You have to be comfortable. I'd be very comfortable, but you have to be comfortable saying if that's 8 games, 7 games, 6 games, then that's his runway and that's it.
216-474-0092. When is the earliest you think we would see Shador Sanders this year? Now we have an update here. The LeBron teasing the second decision. Which some have taken to be he's going to announce his retirement and a retirement tour. Others are maybe pointing out that maybe he's going to be part of the big Amazon NBA stuff, an announcement, something like that. It should be noted that this is having a massive effect on the secondary ticket market. The get-in price for the Cavs-Lakers game in Cleveland this year.
That's like January 28th, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
So, again, it would be LeBron's last game in Cleveland for the worst seat in the building. It's 530.
Yeah, it's an insane amount of money. So wait, when we talked about this earlier, I thought we were playing under the, is it Amazon or is it LeBron is just announcing his retirement as if his retirement was happening tomorrow, as if he was like, I love golf too much. I've done enough in the NBA. I'm gone. This would suggest.
You think LeBron's going to retire without a retirement tour?
Well, so that's the suggestion that the internet is making here now, is that he's doing it for the retirement tour. And this would be the whole every. I thought we were doing it under the guise of, like, I'm just stepping away and I'm done. That's it.
No.
That wasn't it.
We were only doing this as
tomorrow was the announcement for all of next year?
I would be.
Oh, I missed that. I got lost in translation there.
I would be incredibly shocked if LeBron was just like, I would be too.
I don't want to do it. That's why I was betting on him going on the Amazon tour instead. I was like, he's gonna sell out Bezos' TV packages long before he says, I'm just done.
Now, if he announces his retirement tomorrow, I mean, in a retirement tour, though, the 5:30 is going to be an absolute steal for that ticket.
Okay, we're talking what people would pay to get into places, and people pay a lot of money to get into a lot of places. What would you pay to get in, though?
Because I'm not taking anyone. It's me. Okay. I'm going. I can't afford to take the whole family.
The single ticket up to Loudville for $530?
I'd pay $1,000 for it. For LeBron?
$1,000?
Yes. Are you the most single?
I'm too cheap for this guy.
The most consequential player of my lifetime.
Yeah, I'll watch it from my TV.
And the guy that brought a championship here for the chance to say thank you, LeBron. Would I actually
going to scream that from Loudville?
Well, no, you're going to
thank you, LeBron.
What do you think we're going to chant?
I don't think we're going to chant thank you. You think a whole arena is going to go? Okay, all at once, guys. One, two,
have
three.
Thanks,
LeBron.
We're not going to do the LeBron thing. We're just going to say thank you. You chant. Wait, you've never heard a whole arena chant thank you?
What? No. Give me an example. What am I missing here? Give me an example of an arena.
I will find
chanting
one
for an opposing player chanting thank you.
Well, why does the opposing player matter? He's not opposing. He's from here.
He's opposing.
He's just a kid from Akron.
He's on the Lakers. How does the chant
sports
go?
Crowd.
Is it just like thank you, and that's it?
Can you give me
thank you, thank you, thank you?
Okay, that's not chanting. That's more of show me your tricks, big boy.
You see how ridiculous it sounds?
Like we're about to call LeBron daddy there.
See how ridiculous it sounds?
Daddy's back.
All right, wait. You got your LeBron jersey on. You got your backwards Cavs hat on, and you're like, thank you, LeBron. I paid $1,000 to see you.
All right, wait.
Thank you.
All right. When chants fan, thank you. What did I say? When fans chant thank you, AI saying thank you is a sarcastic jab. Remember, Packers fans chanting thank you, Jerry.
Oh, they weren't serious.
You think there's not going to be a thank you, LeBron?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
On Chant. That is the craziest thing in the world.
I didn't know the idea
that you think I'm the crazy one here.
He probably gets like a 15-minute standing ovation.
I never really heard a chant. But like,
you'll have a great standing ovation.
Yeah,
you'll have great applause. It'll be like 12 million tribute videos. It will be the night of LeBron. No one's saying that. But the idea that you pay $1,000 because you want to sit up there in Loudville and go, thank you.
Well, that's not the only reason. The whole point of going and cheering for him in whatever way you do it is going to be a thank you.
MVP chants are real. I don't know about thank you chants.
I think you're being incredible. You know what? This is why you're not going.
I'm not going. I'm too cheap for this conversation.
What would you
anyway.
Chant at LeBron?
As if LeBron's going to hear it.
Well, I don't even know what you would chant other than thank you. I know, but it's not one guy chanting. The whole arena
we
chants.
Love you. You could say we love you.
I mean, it'd be cool if like they did like fun LeBron theme stuff.
Is we love you,
we
LeBron,
love you?
Ridiculous?
We love you. All in unison now.
That's how chanting works.
Yeah, so
are you new to chanting?
You two do the chant of "We love you, LeBron," and see how it sounds.
No, because
clunky
it's two
hell.
Guys.
Clunky. We love you, LeBron.
No, you don't have to say LeBron.
Again,
you say
that
we
sounds
love
very.
It's not
that
work.
Sounds like a bit of a release. That sounds tawdry.
You don't have to say LeBron's name in it. You just say "We love
not
you."
Not gonna work.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we love you. We love you.
Now that sounded better.
Yes,
that sounded better.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I did sound. Special there. 216-474-0092. That was not great. I can do better.
Chance
I will
hard.
Do better.
Chance are hard.
Yeah, because the one guy is not chanting. It's just a delusional freak. A chant is when you have a crowd of people doing it.
I just love the idea of you getting ready to go down to the arena and being like, this is my thank you to LeBron. Let's do this.
Well, no, because you also have to have a thank you LeBron sign.
Well, yeah. Well, I wonder if they did like LeBron themed stuff. So like everyone would have like chalk, and then all at a certain point, everyone throws chalk up in the air. You know, everything is.
It's a very highfalutin crowd. It's not just going to be chalk thrown up in the air. A snowstorm's going to hit the arena.
That stuff's not cheap.
Cavalanche.
He did pay $500,000 for that machine. He's going to get some use out of it.
Damn, just. Peppers the crowd with blow,
and then says, "This is the toss up."
And then
this
it goes
the time.
From "Thank you, LeBron" to "Thank you, Dan." But it sounds like the way you chanted "Thank you" earlier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.